Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We're going to head down to Union Station, the official presser involving Kansas City to host the 2023 NFL Draft. Here's Kansas City Mayor Sly James.
This is a great time for celebration, and we're going to celebrate, but it's really the beginning of the work. And the record really should reflect that I played a small role in this whole endeavor. I was a member of the team. I think in this particular case, I was subbing in for a right guard with an ankle injury. I certainly wasn't the quarterback. The quarterback is sitting right over there in Kathy Nelson, who has done so much for this community. There's already been a whole lot of hard work done. I don't think people really and truly understand the amount of effort and work that goes into something like this. This lady has been working on this for longer than a year or more to try to get this done. And it's been intense at times, and it's required the efforts of Mark and Greg and others joining in to make sure that it happens. So for the people standing with me today, I want to say thank you to all of them for their efforts, and I want to say that now we really have to get to work together. It's a well-deserved celebration today, but the work is really just beginning. Great news like this shows us exactly what this city can and is becoming. We have grown so immensely over the last 10 or so years. It started with the work of Mayor Kay Barnes when she decided that it really was time to renew downtown, and it's continued. And that's important to events like this, and those events and the effort and the results of those events will be felt in every corner of this city. Make no mistake, this is going to be one of the biggest events in the history of this city. There is no other time when we will have this many people coming into this city from out of town. It'll rival the Royals Parade, but the Royals Parade was mostly regional people. This will be people from all over the country. Public and private sector, KC Sports Commission, the city staff, Visit KC, Greater Kansas City Chamber, the chiefs and civic leaders, everybody will be engaged in this and engaged in this in a serious way. This has been a team effort from the beginning. It will be a team effort until we finish sweeping up the dust off the grounds outside where the event will be held. Our team includes every resident of this city. We have a reputation around the country and the world for being the nicest city around. And we need to continue that. We need to always act like this. Everybody in this city will be a host to the people coming into this city. And I would expect us to live up to our reputation as the most hospitable area and city of the country. We've got the nicest people. We're going to have an opportunity to show it on a worldwide stage. Really what we have to do here in Kansas City, and I can't wait to share it with a couple of thousand people, what we really have to do is just be ourselves and let our personality show. We've got every asset that we need. We've got everything that anybody could want. We're going to put it all on display across, around this entire world. So it's really with great pride and a whole hell of a lot of excitement that I'm happy to say that Kansas City is thrilled to be the host of the 2023 NFL Draft right here in Kansas City.
Bravo, bravo.
So I'm really happy to hand this off to a man who I'm very proud to call a friend, a man who I've shared a few adult beverages with, mostly scotch. He gets to buy. Look at him, he can afford it. Greg Graves is
Ring
a man who has devoted a lot of energy to this city in his professional life and in his civic life. He's been a person behind a lot of causes. He's been a person who's contributed his time, his energy, and his treasure to make Kansas City better. So with no further ado, Mr. Greg Graves.
You're listening to a live press conference down at Union Station. Kansas City getting the 2023 NFL Draft.
Thank you, James, for those remarks. Good morning. Literally, may I ask you, I don't think everyone in Kansas City always knows this, but we have the best sports commission director in America in Kathy Nelson.
No question.
I mean, think about it. We're the 31st biggest metropolitan area in America. And I wouldn't change that for the world. But we consistently host Sweet 16s, national championships in multiple sports, Big 12 championships, World Series parades, a Major League Baseball All-Star game, and now the second biggest prize in the NFL. Kath, you and your team are owed a big thank you from Kansas City. Someone should double your pay. Literally, may I ask you, is there anything Kansas City shouldn't aspire to at this point? We have a number one ranked museum, a nationally renowned repertory theater, recently ranked the number five academic hospital in America. Blues, barbecue, streetcars, just this home, one of the greatest turnaround stories in our nation's history. We knew a few years ago, and I'm glad the NFL knows it now, that we can do this. We know we can fill this space. I've got the same picture at home on my wall that I'll bet a lot of you do on yours. Hundreds of thousands of Royals fans as far as the eye can see. Our only concern, quite frankly, is the Thursday night crowd for the draft, knowing that the Chiefs will be picking last for the third year in a row. Actually, I know we can fill this building, the big tent, and Memorial Hill with absolute red. We will allow a few Bronco and Raider fans to attend, but only if they buy the most expensive hotel rooms in town. We will also need to pay for this. We are different than those cities. It is our intention that we will pay for this week-long party with a majority of private and philanthropic dollars. And I have no doubt that the Kansas City business and philanthropic community will step up as it always has. So congrats, Kathy. Congrats, Kansas City. So now let's hear from the person I hate to stand next to for so many reasons, Mark Donovan.
Thank you, I think. I appreciate you, Greg. So, May 22nd, 1963, Lamar Hunt, in partnership with Mayor Atrio Bartle, Jack Stedman, announced that he was moving the Dallas Texans, that he was moving the
Mark Donovan, CEO of the Chiefs.
56 years to the day, May 22nd, 2019, our chairman, Clark Hunt, stood next to Commissioner Goodell and announced that the NFL was bringing one of their biggest events to Kansas City in the NFL draft. It's a full circle story, but I would tell you the one thing to take away from that in talking to Clark and talking to the Hunt family, Lamar is looking down and smiling right now. Amen. He is proud that all of the impact that this franchise has had on this region, all of the cooperation between this city and this franchise, and all of the support of the entire Chiefs Kingdom makes things like this possible. You've heard or read the numbers. Nashville had a $224 million economic impact, $130 million of direct spending. 47.5 million viewers watched the draft in Nashville. The draft was broadcast in over 113 nations globally. It is an enormous opportunity for all of us, and we're excited to be a part of it. I want to go back to a different date. November 15th, 2017. For months and months, a team of us were working together to put together a bid to hopefully win the right to host the draft. On that day, as many of you have done, a team of us, including Kathy, including Troy Schulte, myself, members of the Chiefs organization, the Sports Commission, boarded the 6 a.m. flight from MCI to LaGuardia, made our way into downtown Manhattan, and presented to a team of 15 or 20 committee members from the National Football League. These were the people who were going to decide whether we got this opportunity. And Kathy and Troy and I laid out a vision for what we thought the draft could be in Kansas City. And that vision was unique to Kansas City. It was celebrating all the things that make this town special. And I gotta tell you, sitting in that room, I was very proud to be part of that. But we killed it. We did a fantastic job. Kathy and Troy were on point the entire meeting. Every question was answered. I saw the faces of the New York League employees who were sort of surprised that every time they said, well, could you do this? Either Troy or Kathy or I would say, yep, we'll figure that out. That's the way this town works, and we're proud to be a part of it. Now, we left that meeting and didn't win the bid. They gave it to Nashville, who did an amazing job with the draft in 2019. Then we went back and we bid again. We didn't win that bid. And then we finally got to the point where we said, what do we need to do to get this bid? And we all came together and said, what if we did this and what if we did that? And every single time we asked the question, somebody came up with, we'll figure that out. We'll get that done. That's the way this town works. That's the partnership this franchise, this city, and our fan base has. I'm proud to be a part of that. We are extremely proud to be part of a league that has the power to bring an event like this to a city that has a franchise. We're extremely proud to be a part of a league that can create a magnitude of an event that will have an impact not only in 2023, but for years and years and years beyond that. We're equally as proud to be part of the team that made this happen. Winning the bid is the first step. We got a lot of work to do between now and 2023 to create the biggest party this town has ever seen. And we have the best quarterback in the league leading that team in Kathy Nelson, who I'm going to bring up now. Thank you.
You're listening to a live news conference down at Union Station. Kansas City getting the 2023 NFL draft. We're going to hear from Kathy Nelson of the Sports Commission next.
Well, what a great day for our city. Thank you, George, Mayor James, Greg, and Mark for helping us celebrate the efforts to bring the 2023 NFL draft to Kansas City. And I'm truly beyond humbled and flattered to be mentioned personally by such esteemed leaders here in our community. So as Mark said, the process of being selected to host such a prestigious event has not been easy. In 2015, we expressed our interest to the league with a video and a presentation. And over those next few years, we continued to work with the Chiefs and the NFL on a proposed activation plan that included key locations and market-specific enhancements. And as Mark shared, in November of 2017, City Manager Troy Schulte, myself, and Mark headed to the NFL headquarters in New York to present our bid in person. In June of 2018, numerous members of the NFL events team traveled here to Kansas City for a site visit, allowing us to showcase our proposed footprint and visit our highlighted venues. Our team, which includes everyone here at the podium and many, many others, presented our bid materials once again in person. So, over these past few weeks, those conversations intensified, resulting in daily communication with the NFL as we targeted 2023. And final negotiations this past week have brought us here. We know that Kansas City will be a successful host city. We are accessible to people from all four corners of the country. We have deep historic and cultural roots and great food and entertainment options. And how could the NFL owners not select us with our passionate Chiefs Kingdom fan base? We know we will create memories for fans from all teams, right, all teams, as they enjoy a massive free football festival. And we will work with the NFL to create lifetime memories for the draft prospects and their families. I am so, so proud of the effort that put us over the goal line. There are a few specific people I do want to thank. Catherine Fox, I see Catherine in the back, on our Sports Commission team.
Nicely done, Catherine.
Catherine may be was our backup quarterback most every day, behind the scenes, keeping the details and documents moving forward. And actually, we are working 7 days a week this past month to get this done. And thank you to my entire team at the Sports Commission. They're all here today. It is so fun to work with all of you on all of our projects and events. Our friends and partners at Visit KC, I know Becky is here today, Jason Fulby couldn't be here to join us, but every time we called, you all stepped up, whether it was assisting with the hotel agreement or other details we needed, so thank you for that. We are grateful for collaboration with our great venues and historic sites, such as the National World War I Museum and Memorial, Kauffman Center for the Performing Arts, Sprint Center, Arvis Bank Theater, and of course George and his staff here at Union Station. And those venues mentioned truly all are part of our bid that we have put forward. We engaged the Kansas City Police Department. Captain Joel Lovelady, I believe, is here today keeping us safe. He's downstairs. Captain Lovelady actually traveled with us to Nashville a few weeks ago to experience the draft in person and to validate the fact that we are fully capable of delivering a safe and secure draft experience in 2023. And special thanks to our city manager, Troy Schulte, who I see hiding in the back, way in the back. Troy, thank you. And to Scott Taylor, I see here today, Scott Wagner. They all stepped up at any time to jump on phone calls with us. Thank you for that, and to brainstorm ideas. And Troy and Mayor James and Scott, we really are grateful for the relationship we have with the city. And of course, Mayor James, who's always willing to listen to me and provide a shoulder at times and provide a high five as well when needed, is a true champion for all of our bids and events. So the past few drafts held in Philadelphia, Dallas, and Nashville had an estimated economic impact of well over $100 million in just those 3 days. We expect thousands of hotel rooms to be booked more than a year out. Restaurants, bars, transportation, retail, and local Kansas City attractions can all expect a major lift in business during draft week. And our work has just begun, as we have all stated, and we will watch and learn from Nashville, now Las Vegas, and then Cleveland. And congrats to my good friends in Cleveland. I know we were all at the table together these last few months, so to our friends in Cleveland, congratulations. The NFL events team will continue to work with us and our planning committee and city leaders on details around such the massive event. So leading up to the 2023 draft, we will finalize the exact dates and the final location of the draft stage and fan experiences, knowing that Union Station and the National World War I Museum and Memorial will be our focus for the backdrop. One of the biggest sports events in our city's history will be here in 2023, which is just a short 4 years away. So I am beyond exhausted, but I am beyond excited, and I am beyond proud. Kansas City is the home to the 2023 NFL Draft.
Kathy, okay?
I think there's some explosion.
Was it fireworks?
Some explosion.
Oh, my.
They were shooting off some confetti and balloons and stuff.
I'm looking at one of the live feeds from one of the TV stations here in town. Local TV station has a live feed of it. So I'm seeing now, hopefully, what that kind of explosion was in the background. But we'll talk to Kathy coming up at about 9:45 this morning.
So here, we heard from Sly James,
right?
Greg Graves from... Mm-hmm. Burns and McDonald's.
Burns and Mac, former CEO of Burns
former
and Mac.
Former CEO there. Mark Donovan, the Chiefs, and Kathy Nelson of the Sports
I have
Commission.
Confirmed Kathy's okay. It was confetti.
It was confetti
okay.
Cannon. There it is.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly!